word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 133, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8. That is chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Daniel chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 reads, And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made a stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Daniel chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it, if you will, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The second thing Daniel saw in the vision was four great beasts emerging from the agitated sea. As explained to Daniel later, the four beasts represented four kingdoms. The first beast was like a lion, an animal symbolizing power and strength. This lion had eagle wings, which speak of swiftness. Interestingly, the lion and eagle were both symbols of Babylon. The violent wrenching of the wings from the lion would deprive it of its great mobility. This could refer to Nebuchadnezzar's insanity or to his empire's deterioration after his death. The lion's rising up on two feet, its hind legs, made it look more like a man. The fact that it got a man's heart suggests that the animal lost its beastly nature and showed compassion. The lion's rising on its hind legs and having a man's heart may refer to Nebuchadnezzar's humanitarian interests. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six